basically Keanu Reeves as someone that shouldn't be trifled with. John Wick Chapter 2 finds us in what would have been Keanu's, what should have been Keanu's destiny in cinema, and that is just to be the person who doesn't say anything and just does stuff through action. He's about as visceral, he's about as two-dimensional in a positive way as an actor we've ever seen. He's a human comic book, and so he didn't realize his destiny as a superhero. He would have been very comfortable right in the flat pages of a superhero narrative. But as he played in Speed, he's definitely a graphic novel character in Locomotion. So here he follows his 2014 sort of surprise hit, John Wick, with John Wick 2, the cleverly named John Wick Chapter 2. But what we have is everything that you thought it might be. As we say in the business, this is the ultimate cheeseburger movie. You ordered a cheeseburger, and you get a cheeseburger. So if you want to see Keanu Reeves essentially kill like 85 people with his bare hands, then this is the movie that you thought you were going to and will not be disappointed by. The directing is also top-notch, and what's impressive about this movie is how hard it is to be done well. There's enough backstory here to get the sense that there's some type of a hitman club that you belong to and you can't get out of. And just when you thought you were back out, they pull you back in. Great all-star cast, Edward James Olmos. Also, we've got John Leguizamo, Bridget Moynihan, Lance Reddick, Common. Common plays another really good hitman. And so we have really about as perfect of this type of movie as we've had since early Clint Eastwood films, which is to say that dude who kills people being that dude who kills people. It's really apolitical. It's devoid mostly of story. You just need to know that this guy's trying to either defend himself or something, and therefore anybody who messes with him's in for trouble. The choreography is it's like watching a bullfight, or bullfight's probably the best analogy, because you can be against cruelty to animals, you can not agree with the way that they treat bulls and still appreciate the footwork of the matador. And so whatever your stance is on random people killing like 85 people, you can still appreciate the artistry with which the filmmaker has created this protagonist that does so, even if you're not a fan of just this much mindless killing. So be mindful when you go to see it that what you're getting is a lot of violence, a lot of bullets, and a stylistic sort of tour de force, which is equal to any of the superhero films, and only is a little more sort of probably honest in the impact of its violence, which is to say more people die instead of just are hurt and put in a hospital. So it's it occupies a proper place in the film of 2017, which is to say it comes out of the gates fast, and let's not be too cute, but there it is.